I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order. It's March 29th, 2007. We're running a little late today because we had some budgetary closeouts we're working on. It's about 8 minutes after 9 a.m. With me today is Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson,
Chairman.
Senator Huggins, Senator Dyson, Senator Thomas, and Senator Elton. We have one bill on the agenda today. It's Senate Bill 123, Retirement System Technical Clarifications. And for those that are at home watching, this technical clarification bill includes all of the TIRs and PERS and TERS, which is the retirement people, or the public employees retirement system and the teachers retirement system for the state of Alaska, and includes municipalities and the university. If we conclude our business today, I don't expect that we'll have a finance committee meeting tomorrow. However, I'll post it if that changes. We are waiting the analysis of the actuary on the cost share bill. Hopefully it'll come in this weekend, and it'll take some time, a few days, for Ledge Finance and our staffs to go over that data and start to formulate some policy decisions between us, and we can try to get that cost share bill back on the table sooner than later. As we know, we've got quite a bit of work coming at us. The intent today is to go ahead and move the bill from the committee. I'm asking committee members to notify me of any concerns that they have on the bill. And I believe Senator Elton has an amendment he would like to offer. I would like to hear from the administration, and then we'll, you know, discuss that amendment. But if Senator Elton, if you would like to move Amendment 1.
Mr. Chair, I move Amendment Number 1.
I object. We have an objection to the amendment for discussion. Senator Elton, I think we have that amendment passed out. Does everybody have Amendment 1? Okay, everybody has Amendment 1. And Senator Elton, I give you the floor to explain your amendment, please.
It's a very simple amendment, Mr. Chair. The law currently provides that the administrator can, in the case where there are problems, that the administrator can intercept dollars that would otherwise be going to the political subdivision. This amendment rescinds that ability in one case and provides that the administrator cannot intercept foundation formula dollars that are going to school districts. The purpose of the amendment is to make sure that as we administer the system, that we don't do it in a way that penalizes innocents, and in this case it would be school children that benefit from the foundation formula dollars.
Thank you. I think that point of discussion has come up in an earlier meeting when we had gone over the bill. Commissioner Keitzer, could you please put your 2 cents in on the amendment.
For the record, I am Annette Kreitzer. I'm Commissioner Designee for the Department of Administration, and I'd like to assure Senator Elton that we would never penalize innocents. The amendment as it stands, we would have no objection.
Okay. Any comments from other members?
The only question that I have is: there anybody else besides the school districts that this amendment affects?
Through the chair, not to my knowledge, and I'm looking down the table here at the commissioner also to see if she agrees. But the purpose of this amendment is it's a very discreet amendment that applies to the foundation formula only.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Chair, while I've got the floor, I just want to assure the commissioner, I know she wouldn't do that. I'm more worried about those who come behind.
Clearly, we're responsible for educating our children of the state, and if we were ever put in a position of having difficulties with a particular member of the retirement system, I don't feel the state would step forward and remove the funds from K-12 education, in particular, our individual schools. It's just something that we would not do. So, I go ahead and I will remove, wait, is there any other comments, questions? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the amendment. Any further objections to the amendment? Seeing no objections to amendment number one, amendment number one is adopted. That is the amendments we have before us today.
Mr. Chair, may I?
Yes.
May I make a comment? And just kind of for the edification of the other members of finance, you and I have had a conversation. I have another amendment prepared that I'm not offering that gets to kind of the administrative procedures. And I feel there may be some issues here, but I'm not going to offer the amendment because I haven't yet had an opportunity to speak with members or representatives of the ARM board and have yet to speak to either the commissioner or the commissioner's designee about it. I think there may be an issue there, but I think it's I don't think it's ripe for an amendment at this point in time. So I'm not offering the amendment, but it's been distributed, and we'll get to the members of the Finance Committee a memo from Ledge Legal that also speaks to the amendment so that you can see kind of the basis of a potential concern that I have.
Yeah, the chair has taken the liberty to go ahead and distribute that rough draft amendment to the members, even though it is not presented today. And then Senator Elton, if you could, when you have that other data, if you can get it to my office, I'll get it to the other members of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Do we have any comments that the commissioner would like to make on the bill?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do appreciate the deliberation of the committee and your patience with us as we step through what is a very technical bill, and just appreciate the committee's perseverance.
And do we have anybody offline? Okay. Do we have anybody in the audience that would like to come forward and speak their piece on the bill? Okay. Seeing a pretty quiet audience this morning. Any further or closing comments from the committee members? Senator Elton.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate, I'm going to begin by expressing a great deal of appreciation to everybody here at the committee who has been considering the bill. I'm not sure yet that what we're doing gets to where I finally want to end up. And I think that I just want to express my opinion that this fix-it bill addresses some problems that I think that we all recognize. But it is just one component of what I think the legislature needs to do as we deal with the things that we've done over the last two or three years. I'm going to be a no rec on this bill. I think it is it's kind of the first out of the box. And there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen after this, including, I think, revisiting some very fundamental premises that we considered and didn't take action on in the past. So with that, I'm just going to once again express my appreciation to you and your staff, to the other members of the committee and to the department for once again engaging in a dialogue that I think needs to continue.
Thank you, Senator Elton. Do we have any other comments from the committee? May we have a motion, Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we pass out Senate Bill 123 as amended with individual recommendations and the new Department of Administration fiscal note dated March 20th. Yeah. And the previous note.
We have a motion. I would like to mention, and I had forgotten that, and I just want to mention that before we take the next step, but there is a new fiscal note. It's a zero fiscal note. And I forgot to mention that from the administration, but it is zero. We'll have that attached. Okay. We have a motion to move the bill. Do we have objection? Hearing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from the committee with the attached fiscal notes, including the new one, to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations. And thanks you, Commissioner, for taking the time to come before us today, helping us with this issue. That concludes the agenda today. Again, it doesn't appear that there'll be a meeting tomorrow. If there is, I will notify everybody. If not, I'll see the committee members at 9 a.m. bright and early Monday morning. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming.